Thank you for holding. Is this Ahmed?
Yes, this is Ahmed.
Hey, Ahmed. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
How are you? How are you, John?
I'm doing great. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but she said that you were already invested in Google Guarantee and you had HomeAdvisor.
No, I didn't invest, but I have in HomeAdvisor, yes.
Oh, HomeAdvisor, okay. But you didn't do the Google Guarantee program yet?
No, I didn't go to Google. I tried to apply for Google Map first, the reply was very late. And at the end, I got suspended. So to fix the suspension time and then to go after that, you need time. So I left Google for a while until I set my base first. Then I can go for the ambience.
Yeah. Did they tell you why they suspended your listing?
No, to be honest, I ignored the email. I ignored the email because of one reason. Because I started the company last August. Mm-hmm. So last August, I still have a lot of investments and base I have to build first before going against the others for the challenge in the market. But right now, I'm kind of ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we were calling for originally was Google Places. Which are the guys next to the map there. But we could also do Google Guarantee if that's something that you want to do. I'm not a big fan of pay-per-lead or click-or-call. I'm not supposed to say that because we're a Google partner. I don't like how sometimes when you pay for the lead and then, if it doesn't turn into a job or maybe the person changes their mind, you still get charged
exactly.
for that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So these Google Places placements, they're really good. I mean, we list you for up to 15 keywords. About 90% of searches that are done on Google do go to these guys on the map. It's mm-hmm. just more, it's more residential. You don't do any kind of like automotive?
I'm doing car lookouts only.
Okay.
I'm trying to avoid the car keys and the key fobs and all of that because they are robbing the people here.
Yeah, they tell me it's busted. It's not. Yeah, I've heard.
Seriously, the problem that the locksmith here, once you have car key made, that you can make a car key made, at that time you are targeted to be robbed.
Yeah.
And some people, they are taking their cars, they are killing some people, killed because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. So I will not put the risk for something like that, to be honest.
Yeah, that sounds a little crazy. I was going to say, we could list you for automotive, too. That falls within your category. So that's at your own discretion.
I can, but only for car lookouts, not car key. And it means it will go for keywords can mm-hmm. be effective for that part.
Yeah,
or
of
let's
course.
Say it will
yeah,
go direct only for the car lookouts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we could definitely do that. It's keyword specific. So we give you 15 different ones and then you can hand select the specific keywords that you're found for. So far everything looks like you'd be a great fit for this. There is a new in business credit that'll make it more cost efficient for you. And it'll also be more cost efficient because you have your own website. Now we have a package. It's called our Platinum Bundle. It usually includes some Facebook ads too. That package is advertised at $499, but what I'd be willing to do, if you want to come on board with us today, with that new in business credit, I could drop the rate by 50%. I could get it down to just $249 on a month-to-month basis, and then I'd lock you in at that discounted pricing structure for as long as you remain with us. That way we could leave the door open to maybe do Google Guarantee or Google Ads later on down the line if you'd like.
I got you, but I have some questions, please, first.
Sure.
Right now, whatever I will pay the number, let's say the $249,
uh-huh.
or let's say $250.
Yeah.
So those $250, I will pay them just to be listed over there, and after that, based on the searches on Google mm-hmm. and the selection from the customer for my company over there, am I correct?
Yeah, so they'll see you as a top recommended option if they type in one of the services you provide or keywords that we have you listed for, and they're within 40 miles of you. And then also we're doing Facebook ads. You'll be on Bing. You'll be on Yelp, Yellow Pages. There's a bunch of directories that have pre-existing relationships with Google that we could submit you to, too. And then there's also a tracking system for the Google advertising. So you'll be able to see, like, all the calls and leads we're bringing in. The tracking system only tracks from the mobile devices, though. So if they're on, like, an iPhone or an Android and they click to call, like they call or they click on your name, it calls you directly from their phone. It'll actually save the recordings. So you can actually hear yourself, like, answering the phone from these people and closing them or setting up the deal. So that way each month, you know, you can sit down and say, hey, look, I spent $250 on this or $249, but – you know, this first job I got, I made that back. This one, I made that back. So you'll be able to actually see, like, how much you're making each month and what you're spending on it.
Yeah, I got you. So the spending, let's say the $250, it will be monthly, right? Or
correct. Mm-hmm. It's month to month.
Monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And the competitors, the competition of in the market that I have here, the competitors, how many calls that they are getting, or let's say how many leads they got.
Yeah.
That I make at least like analysis and comparison in the investment that I'm doing is going to positive or negative.
Right. Yeah. I mean, no smart business owner is going to keep paying for this each month unless they know, you know, they're making good money off of it. And I think that says a lot about our company. I mean, we have a 96% retention rate, so everybody, that's just about everybody we sign up, they keep coming back. But as far as like statistics, the guys that are up there now, for your area, right, you have Locksmith Pro LLC, they get calls every single day. Chief of Locks, Locksmith Carmel, also they get calls every single day, and Papa Lock, Locksmith of Carmel, every single day. So, I'm not supposed to tell you, hey, you know, you're going to get 20 clients if you sign up with me today. Google doesn't want us to say things
like
that.
I understand that it's not a promise. It depends on the market demand at the end. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was talking about the average that, let's say, they are making in, let's say, average a month, 5 quotes.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more than
I
that.
Can make, maybe,
yeah, it's a lot more than that. If they're getting calls every day, I mean, it's pretty significant. But also what I could say is, like, Google advertising has been the number one way for locksmiths to market and advertise for the last 15 years. I could also say that the guys that are currently in your area doing Google Places placement are paying double what I just quoted you.
Uh-huh. I got you. So, my chef of locks, he's my friend, and Locksmith Pro in Carmel, my friends too.
Yeah, so you know.
they are my competitors, but my friends
then
too. Yeah.
Why are you making me sell you on this? If they're doing it, obviously it works. I mean, right? They're not dumb people.
No, we are doing sometimes jobs for each other. Sometimes the team are busy, so I'm covering them. Sometimes my team, and vice versa, is going and returning. It's a business.
Yeah. We recommend that all the time. We tell them, hey, you're probably going to get more calls than you can handle, but if you have friends in the area, of course, subcontract it out. Tell them, hey, you know, give me $20. Here's the job. You know, you'll probably make $200. You know, why not? You just make an extra money just answering your phone, helping people solve their problems.
That's true. That's true. All right. I agree.
Okay.
But I want to ask you one favor, please. If you can write down my email, if you please, John.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can send me like a proposal or something that I can read, that I can settle my documents.
Mm. Oh, so you can add it to your business expenses?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course. So every client that we sign up gets an outline of the service agreement in writing. So it'll have like all the products and features in black and white. It'll have the pricing structure, the billing date. Our cancellation policy, which is you can cancel any time. There's no cancellation fees. And then at the bottom, you actually have to sign off on it. I can send you, I mean, this one, they usually don't go through until after you make the payment. Like, usually I still have them on the phone and I send it. But I can send you right now, like, the what it looks like. Your name is spelled horribly wrong by my representative, but it's really bad. But I could send that over. If you go to your text, it should be there now. You see how she put it in there? So I would spell it, or I would pronounce it properly. She put A-W-K and then like a hyphen and then M-E-D. She put Ahmed.
Ahmed, yeah.
Yeah, that's how she sent you over to me. But if you click on that link, every client gets this, and this is an outline of the agreement. Now, on yours, on, or the one you have right now, it doesn't have the actual like pricing structure and everything. If you want me to go ahead and set it up and get it up and running, I'll send you the real one. But just so that you have peace of mind and you could see that, you will get this exact printout with everything documented. So that, and then we also send you the invoice receipt too, so that way you can add it.
Yes.
Okay.
So. That would be great. But I want to ask you a favor. It's not, let's say, I'm not pointing at you that you are, it's a fake or scam. But you know what's happening here. So all what I need is something official to send it to me, that not over the phone. Over the phone, it's something to be piece of cake to do it. But from email, that if you will send it to me from the company email, that I can start communicate between company and company, that would be great. I totally trust you.
Yeah.
And I have the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But also to be sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking that would be more convenient for the both of us. But what's your business email?
And my business email is and local at the same time.
Okay.
Locksmith@gmail.com.
Oh, easy. All right. If you can give me just a moment.
And the website the same, the social media is the same, all of them the same.
Okay, you have
this
a great logo, right?
Yeah, and this is my creation.
Okay, I found it. All right, so give me 1 second. I'm going to send it to you now. Make sure you got it.
Okay.
Good, because it's actually smart that you do that. I know me, I've been doing it so long, I'm like, come on, I'm not scamming anybody, you know. But it's really smart to always verify who you're with. Also, it has like our Google partner badge and everything in there, so that way you know, you're working with a legitimate business.
Yeah.
I can understand your concern with that. I'm not as concerned with it anymore. I think just mostly because I do this every day.
Exactly. I want to tell you that Angelis, they tried with me before.
Oh, yeah.
Angelis, they tried to do that before, and I didn't agree with them until I got official documents in on official email.
I still don't trust them, even if you did do it, you know. Those guys... If you look up Federal Trade Commission or FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's, there's so much dirty stuff that they do with those leads. Like they chart. Never mind. I know. Yeah,
I know
what you mean.
I'm in it. I'm in it.
All right. Well, how do I properly spell your first name? I don't want to keep sending you the with the.
It's Ahmed Ahmed.
Oh, Ahmed. Ahmed. Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's a K in there, the way that she sent it over.
No, because the letter I'm from Egypt, so the letter Ha here it's H, but letter Ha it's very difficult to pronounce, so it comes from the tongue KH, not H only.
My best friend, he actually lives in Miami now. But he stayed out here in California for 10 years, and he's from Egypt as well. He migrated from Egypt. His name is Saif. Saif al-Din Fattah. And so he's originally...
Saif al-Din Fattah.
Yeah, yeah. He used to do this to me all the time at the gym. He'd go, hey, I'm
Yeah, giving you hard times, right?
Yeah, he would try all the time to pronounce it, and he would just laugh.
I'm not blaming you, to be honest. My wife, she spent 2 years until she pronounced my name right.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, no, it was difficult. He used to try to do things to me all the time, like, you know, he's a... He would tell me, alhamdulillah, and I remember that one all the time, you know? And then, So he tried to get me to know a couple of things, but I just, it's hard. It's very hard. Yeah.
It is, I know.
Yeah. No, that's my best friend. It was funny because I didn't know what he did. So I had met him working out. I was probably like 22. We used to just go to the gym all the time. He's really good shape. And then, out of nowhere, he goes, "Hey, you want to come with help me with my work?" And I go, "What do you mean?" He's like, "After work, I need somebody to fly with me." And I'm like, "What do you mean, fly?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm a pilot. I need to log a couple more hours." And so I was like, "Oh my God, you know?" And this guy takes me on this tiny little Cessna plane, and we would just fly all over. So we'd fly.
He was
like,
trying to set you up, by the way.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he got me good because I basically helped him get his pilot's license, like, over the next 2 years. Every time he would see me, like, "Hey, can you hang for an hour or two after this?" And so I just got so used to it. But it was cool because he taught me how to use the plane. Sometimes he would let me take the controls and fly a little bit. So
that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Nice. It was something I would have never known, you know, and then that's obviously how you ended up being my best friend, you know, we just bonded over
that. I was thinking about that yesterday, how can I take lessons to fly, but I'm still anonymous.
Yeah, we used to do it out of a Long Beach airport in Southern California, and then we also would have John Wayne out here in Southern California, and they're all like right by the beach here, south of Los Angeles. I don't really know too much on how he got into the program. You know, it was literally like he would bring me with him and put a little necklace
on me. I have my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my cousin here lives in Texas, but from a very long time, since the 80s, and he's here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a pilot. He started with lessons and all of that, and right now he's a pilot.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I used to be so afraid of airplanes until after him. I was just like, wow, you know, because the planes were smaller. Now he flies private jets in Miami, so he deals with a lot of rich people. But now he flies like these G6s, G7s. You know, these are like jet private airplanes for people. And so every time I touch base with him, or he'll call me, he's like in another state. Like one second he's in Colorado in the morning, and then he's in Miami at nighttime, and then he'll call me like, "Hey, I'm in LA for 3 hours. You want to meet for lunch?" So I went from seeing him every day, and then once he started flying privately and had all the license and everything, he moved over to Miami. So I don't see him as much anymore. Yeah, but I talk to him a lot.
Yeah, those are the pilots. They cannot sit still.
They
are on call 24/7.
Very active, yeah, very fit, very healthy. We both ran a marathon together actually 1 month ago from today. They had this Surf City marathon in Huntington Beach, and he flew out here.
Uh-huh.
And we ran a full marathon together. So
he still has health.
He's health. He's 35, but he looks 25. You know, he's in great shape. So yeah, kind of keep each other up with that. He knows my son and everything. But yeah, that was my first impression with him was funny because I'm biracial. So my father's African American and my mom is white. She's English and French. And so he used to come up to me and go, "What are you?"
But African American from where?
I'm originally from the ancestry. I think it's from Ghana, but I know my great grandmother was a slave. So like we come from that background where a lot of them came over here and then they lost their culture. You know, they lost their heritage from Africa.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they call them African Americans. You know, they didn't know. Yeah.
They are making it complicated here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are making it so complicated.
Yeah, it's very different. Safe used to tell me that all the time. He goes, "You know, I'm African too," because he's from Egypt.
Actually, this is what I'm telling the clients whenever I'm going to any client.
Yeah.
So, especially the African American, I'm telling them, "Guys, I will tell you something. I'm African too." I'm African too.
Say that all the time. So I can say the N-word, right? I don't do that. Don't get me in trouble. I have to defend you. If we get into a fight, somebody's going to be mad.
Yeah, but I want to tell you that this word it saved me a lot of time.
Oh, I'm sure.
When I'm saying, it saved me. With the real meaning, saved me a lot of time.
Yeah.
People are creepy and this kind of stuff. Guys, what's the dilemma? I'm Egyptian, so I'm African too.
It is very different.
It's a bond.
I had to explain that a lot. Me and Saif actually, we spent, because he came here when he was 20, and I met him at 22. So I had to, explain a lot of cultural things that he just did not understand, you know? And so it was hard. We bonded over that a lot. We used to have conversations about that in the airplane. You know, I would tell them a lot of African Americans, like my dad, they're just Americans. They don't know anything about Africa or their African culture. My great, great, great grandmother was a slave, you know, and then my great grandmother was a slave until she was 12. So they brought them over.
All of us, all the African were slaves and for a very, very long time.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah, all of us.
I've seen, they built the pyramids. think they built the pyramids. Yeah, that's been going on for a long time, right? But I was explaining that to him. But when you come all the way over here, you lose a lot of your culture. So I was saying, my dad, he's is different. It's like a Los Angeles African American. It's just different than African. When I told him, we're from Ghana, he had no idea. He had no idea what about Ghana. He didn't know what their flag was. He was just kind of.
I traveled to Ghana before, by the way.
Yeah, he's West African. I didn't know until I did one of those DNA swabs. You know, they swab your mouth. Yeah.
But I traveled mostly to whole the countries in Africa, not only Africa. I traveled all around the world, everywhere.
Yeah. I've been to
job before it was...
once.
Yes, I went to Senegal, I went to Nigeria, I went to Ghana, I went to Ethiopia, South Africa... North Africa, all of it for sure. I went everywhere.
Yeah.
My position was retail marketing director for Huawei Mobile in Saudi Arabia. And I was in charge for the merchandising and the display for the whole stores for the two regions, which is Middle East and Africa. And as well, before that, I was retail marketing manager for Samsung Mobile in Saudi Arabia, but holding only Saudi Arabia at that time. With Huawei, I was in charge as a master, also as a master trainer for construction and the operation for Middle East and Africa as well, for all the teams. So I was putting the planograms and the display, everything, everything, and training the team. So anyone is selling mobile over there, I was, it was. Right now I'm starting over from the beginning.
Yeah. It's tough how that happens. Yeah, it's tough how that happens. I know when you go through it. I always think about that. I've been doing this for almost 12 years now. And I think about that all the time. What's the next chapter going to be like?
Actually, yes. Yeah. Today you are in something, tomorrow you don't know what will happen and where you're going to go.
Yeah, but I love this industry because Google, I don't think the internet's going anywhere anytime soon, you know.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Just maintaining relationships.
Until we found another new technology will defeat the internet, that we can
that's
go
the
more
thing
and
about Google though, the guy, he's from India, who owns the CEO, and they own YouTube, they own Google Pixel phones, they have pre-existing relationships with Apple and Android, and you know, they do a good job of kind of wrapping their tentacles around everything that has to do with the internet, you know. Even Amazon and a lot of these guys are just domains on Google, believe it or not. They're just a website, like a domain website, Amazon, but they operate on Google. So Bezos actually has to pay for Amazon.com, that domain.
Actually, yes, you will pay for this and that, both of them at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. But without Google, you know, and then obviously without Microsoft, then there would be no Google, and without Google, there'd be no Amazon. So they all have a relationship with each other that kind of makes it hard to defeat that monopoly or
and
have
that,
it go
that's
anywhere.
That's true. And by the way, John, I want to ask you a question, friendly, out of the business, but in a friendly way.
Okay.
Right now, I know that Kimi is belong to Google.
Wait,
Kimi,
what?
Which is Kimi, this is, let me tell you, you know Walmart or Target or the big supermarkets?
Mm-hmm.
They are putting like a small kiosk inside the supermarket, this kiosk that you can meet.
Kimi. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so this kiosks are belong to Google.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a deal with Kimi Direct, but I don't know where to search that I can get the admin or let's say the responsible person that they are giving another subcontractors. A lot of them are taking the thing.
Yeah, that works.
But I want to make it direct with them.
Yeah, you have to meet with a manager there locally, because each location is going to operate a little bit differently. So I would definitely try to go into the local Walmart or find the local Kimi and then ask to speak with a manager about being added to the subcontractors list as a locksmith. And then they'll send you
some leads. If you can help me with directions, that would be great.
Let me see what I can find.
And at that time, I will invite you for dinner at my house here inside India.
Oh, we're far from you. And maybe you have to come out here to California.
And no worries, trust me, the food is, it will deserve. Trust me. I'm a great chef.
I found three different locations, actually. They're just in Carmel. So I'll send you the link right now.
I know the location. The location that you have, those locations for the kiosk only.
Mm.
And the kiosk is moderated by the management, and where is the management? I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. So you're looking for their corporate phone number.
The corporate or the responsible person who can assign, or let's say that I can make it the registration with them.
Hmm. Hmm.
That would be a nice business.
Yeah.
More than Google.
Greg Marsh is the home.
Because you are talking about at least, if you will calculate how many Lowe's, how many Home Depot, how many Walmart, how many Target all around the state, for those only, and not less than 20,000 POS. Not less. Only Walmart by itself is over than 10,000.
Trying to see if they have a number for subcontracting.
But you see, this direction,
it's tough.
Boom.
Yeah, I keep seeing
it's boom.
That 855 number, and there's two 855 numbers, and then 1317 number. But I don't know if these are going to actually get you. I mean, if you want to write down the three of them and then try each one.
If you can text me, that would be great, because I left the house outside, because if I will wake up the kids, my wife will kill me.
No worries. I sent you
you are men, but out of the house.
Oh, I know. I got two little ones myself. Every day I get home and they start jumping on me, and my wife just looks like she's been tortured.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, a crazy thing that happened with Saif, actually, is his wife, he came over here, and they got, like, the paperwork and everything, and this guy, he called me crying so bad, like, after they had split up, like, a week later, she got into this big accident. Her name was Rima. She got into a car accident, and she's paralyzed from the neck down, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
And, And and he called me crying. I don't know what to do. We had just gotten divorced. Now she's going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. Very strong woman, too. Like, very fit. She used to be a gymnast for the University of Michigan. You met her there at the college, Michigan College.
But this is so tough.
Oh, tragedy. Tragedy. Absolute tragedy, you know? And so that's actually how he ended up, like, he got his paperwork through their relationship. They both agreed to split ways, though, but it was just a tragedy that happened just shortly after they had split. And so he was having a real hard time with that. We used to go visit her a lot. It's nice that he's a pilot, though, because he could go visit her. She had to go to this place in Colorado for treatment. It's like a special treatment for people who have broken their neck or have, like, a neck injury like that, and they're paralyzed. It kind of helps them adapt to their new way of life for, like, the first, like, 2 years. So she was in there, and she recently got out of it. But, yeah, he was flying over there all the time. We'd go out and visit her. Great woman.
That's nice of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's, he has an interesting life. You know, he flies private celebrities in Miami. Then he will go visit his ex-wife on occasion. He has his friends here in California. You know, he's just so used to moving around, and he's dealt with so many obstacles. His family's still all in Egypt. He's actually the only one of them that's over here. He came over here on his own when he was 22.
It was like a lottery or something.
Yeah, he's a hard worker. He's just a very, like, good people, very good, positive, high energy. You know, all his family that, you know, he's put on the FaceTime, his whole family say hi, you know, we're working out and stuff. I see them. All very positive people. Where they live is not far from the pyramids, actually. They could see it.
Giza or Cairo.
Yeah, I think Cairo, he said, is the closest city to it. But you could see the actual pyramids in the background of, like, where they live. Like, they just literally walk outside and you can see the pyramids there from the town.
But this is, he's living in Giza.
Okay.
I'm from Alexandria, Egypt.
Oh, okay. A different area?
In a different city. I'm living in, on the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Alexandria is the second capital for Egypt.
Oh, okay. Is Cairo the main capital? I always told him I wanted to go out there, and I got so mad because he went out back home and he didn't even tell me. I didn't hear from him for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden he started sending me all these pictures, and he thought I was going to be happy. I was so mad. They're riding camels
there. One day you can go over there and you will love it. You will find that you have a vacation, trust me, whatever you are seeing here, nothing comparing to that.
Oh, I've traveled a lot, and I've heard that a lot, but I was so excited to go there with him, because I have such a great relationship with him. He speaks the language, he has family there, so I was like, okay, I have
to. Everyone is speaking English there. Everyone is speaking English.
He was telling me that.
Because the English is our second language, so everyone is speaking English.
I've noticed that everywhere I've traveled. There's always people who speak English. I've been to Tokyo, they have people speak English. I've been to Indonesia, they have people speak English. Everywhere I go, they speak English. I notice that. It's very, very strange.
Yeah,
but it's good for business. That makes sense, because they get my money. Because I have to understand them, so, you know, that's how they get it. Yeah. That makes sense. No, but I sent you those three numbers. I sent you over that email as well. So you have everything in writing there, documented. Do you want to have time to kind of review that this evening, and then we can revisit the conversation tomorrow?
Let me review it.
Or do you think it's something you want to move forward with? Okay.
No, what I meant, because the kids, once they slept, because I have twin babies.
Okay.
So any sound inside the house, I will be
clear. Yeah. Well, take your time. I sent it over to you. So you'll see it in there. So my full name is pronounced Jazwan. It's Jazwan. And then the middle name is John. Everybody calls me John. And then the last name is Hill. So you'll see the email. It'll say Jazwan John Hill or Jazwan Hill. And then it's titled Generate More Business. It has all the Google partnership. Anything that you're concerned about is in there. You can do your research. And then tomorrow I'll try to follow up with you and see if you're still ready to go, which I think you will.
Absolutely.
All right.
I will.
Enjoy your evening. Enjoy those babies. I'm going to get home to mine, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, John. All right.
All right, Amit. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, John. I'm happy to hear from you.
Oh, of course. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
I know I still say it awkwardly, huh? It's the lila, right? The lila?
Lila. Lila. Lila means tonight.
I will never get it.
Yeah, lila means tonight. Subh, or sabah, means the morning.
I'm lost. All right. Well, you have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? I'll follow up with you.
All right. Thank you all so right. much, John. Right. Thank
You're
you for your
welcome.
Time.
Of course. Goodbye.
All right. And if you can text me your phone number, your direct phone number, that would be great. I will save your phone number with me. And
yeah.
you save mine too. Whenever you need anything, you can find me.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to send you my number right now.
All right. All right. And save mine too.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I'm definitely calling you in the morning. Don't worry. I'm not going to forget about you. These guys are all going home already. So they can't call out right now and give it to another locksmith in the area. So that buys us time. That's good. You know, it gives you time to look everything over. And then tomorrow I'll call you first. So that way they don't go talking to another guy until you decide. Okay?
All right. Later. I will tomorrow morning we will finalize.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll talk to you.
Are you here? My daughter, she's saying, okay.
Yeah, I hear the baby. It's making me think because I have two little boys, you know. They're at home. So that's why I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm about to go with
this
my baby.
This is a strike. It's a strike.
Yeah, I have a three-year-old boy and a one-year-old boy, and they're both just probably driving my wife crazy right now. So that's why
I have twins almost 4 years now.
Oh, wow. Both boys
exactly.
or a boy and a girl?
Boy and a girl.
Oh, nice. That's a win.
Yeah.
They'll always be together. Yeah.
They are always being, but they are getting jealous from each other sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kids no matter what the age is, even if they're twins or not. But we were trying for the girl the second time, and God said, nope, another boy. So I said, okay. I'm done now. I don't want no more. She wants more. I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. Not now.
Yeah.
The next time.
It's expensive. It's a lot of. I keep thinking, man, all the money they're going to be spending over the years is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Problem,
and
good
here
problem.
It's a kind
I don't
want to
be
mess.
70 years old without them, you know? I can't imagine being older and then Christmas comes and I don't have any babies, you know? Now I'm just so happy I have them. I'm like, oh, okay. Life will be good until I die. Somebody will miss me.
That's true. That's correct, to be honest. I want to tell you that this is the thinking in my mind. Yeah, you told me that you are 35 now, right?
Yeah. Well, Dave's 35. I'm 33. Yeah.
33. I'm 45.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, you had them late, actually. Huh.
Yeah, but before that, I had another two girls.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how far apart are they?
They are in Egypt.
Oh, okay. You plan to bring them here one day, or they like it there?
I'm working on it. But I have 15 years old, and I have 13 years old also.
Is the visa process hard? I think Saif was telling me he waited like a year or two before he even got a visa to leave.
That's true. It's taking time.
It takes a while, huh? I think it's probably worse right now with the crazy president we have and everything. And we're going to get another crazy
one. Trust me, we have another crazy one over there.
Yeah, we have two crazy options here.
Oh, my. All of them all around the world lately, since the millennium hit from here, they started to go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, presidents.
I think all of them.
Not women. My wife is asking me, are you talking about women?
I'm going to hit you. All right. I got to get off this phone and get home to my little one. I'll talk to you in the morning, okay?
All right, John. All right.
Yeah. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to hear from you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.